The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the December-January issue of Scout Life. We're going to begin on page 22, Electric Eagles. These Eagle Scouts are helping revolutionize the car industry. We have a picture here on page 22 of a nice little truck here. What do you want to be when you grow up? You've probably asked yourself that question. For auto engineers and designers, they ask it in their work. What does this project want to be when it grows up? The Rivian RIT took 11 years to grow from an idea to an all-electric adventure truck powerful enough to tow 11,000 pounds, drive through 3 feet of water, and speed up to 60 miles per hour in 3 seconds. Guiding the project over the years were Eagle Scouts Mason Verbridge and Brian Gaze. It's the coolest thing I've ever owned, not just because I helped build it, Gay says. When you love the thing you made, it makes work more fun. Scouting the right career. When considering a career, Verbidge, who was raised on an apple farm in New York, saw mechanical engineering as a natural choice. His first internship was with Toyota. I was always tinkering with cars, and that really hasn't stopped, he says. I love building stuff. Gase picked aerospace engineering with plans of getting a government or military job. Instead, he found a job with Ford after college. Most automotive engineering positions require at least a bachelor's degree in a science, technology, engineering, or mathematics, STEM field. Computer programming is also a valuable skill, Gase says. Both men can credit other useful skills like leadership, flexibility, and responsibility to scouting. When I was the senior patrol leader, I was responsible for everything, Gay says. Working directly with adults and being the responsible scout was a pretty rewarding opportunity. Revving up with Rivian. Rivian began in 2009 with the goal of producing more sustainable, cleaner vehicles, an industry shift many car makers are marching toward. Verbridge and Gase joined Rivian within a couple of years of its launch. Verbridge worked on the vehicle's powertrain, fuel system, and chassis, while Gase managed prototypes and helped build the company's brand. When you start with a blank slate, it takes time to design, engineer, and test a car. The fun part is when parts start showing up and you start building it, Verbridge says. In 2018, Rivian unveiled the RIT truck and RIS SUV, two electric vehicles designed for exploring the outdoors. A few years later, both vehicles hit the market. Into the industry. Whether working for a startup or for an established car manufacturer, auto engineers can wear many hats. On paper, you're an engineer, Verbridge says, but on any given day, you could be asked to do anything. About 30,000 different parts make up an average car. That's a lot to figure out. And in the electric vehicle market, there's a lot to figure out as well. Electric vehicles accounted for nearly 6% of total car sales in 2022, and that number is trending upward. Some car makers are making the transition to all electric, like Rivian. Change is a big part of life, Gase says. You can end up on a better path. Job facts. Automotive engineer. What to expect. Automotive engineers work on many components and products that go into vehicles. As technology improves, there is a growing demand for engineers to work on computer software for vehicles. Job outlook. More car makers are prioritizing electric vehicles, and some brands are planning to switch their lineups partially by 2030 and completely by 2050. The global car market produces 60 million vehicles a year. The industry in the United States employs around 1 million people, with even more in related fields. Education, training. Most automotive engineering positions will require at least a bachelor's degree, while a technician job calls for an associate's degree. Many engineers pursue master's degrees to gain specialization. Salary. Annual salaries, depending on education and experience, can range from $70,000 to $100,000. And we have a picture at the top on the left, top left, Brian Gaze and his sons. Right, Mason Verbridge earned the Eagle Scout Award at age 16. Mason Verbridge holds his daughter next to a Rivian RIT. Scouting around. Handbook help. Invite a friend to join. A scout is helpful and friendly, and a great way to practice these points of the scout law is by inviting a friend to join scouting. To become a first-class scout, you must invite a friend to a meeting, campout, or other activities. You'll probably want to do this way before you work on the first-class rank. Think of a friend who would enjoy the program. They might already love the outdoors or some of the activities featured in your handbook or merit badge pamphlets. Or maybe they aren't involved in many extracurriculars and are looking for something fun to do. Pick a meeting or outing that should be especially fun or would be a good example of what your unit regularly does. Ask your friend if they'd like to go, and share the details with their parent or legal guardian. Let your adult scout leader and youth leader know you're bringing someone so they can help your friend feel welcome. If you're inviting your friend to an outing, they will need to complete a BSA annual health and medical record, but they won't need to turn in an application yet. Many units can waive the cost of campouts for prospective members, making it easy for them to check out scouting. Again, speak with your scout leaders first. Field book facts. Make delicious Dutch oven cobbler. Dutch ovens make baking at camp easy and expand your menu options. You can make biscuits, cornbread, pizza, lasagna, stew, and a whole lot of desserts. A scout favorite is peach cobbler. Here's how to make Philmont Ranger cobbler. Ingredients. 2 large cans of peaches. 2 cups of dry biscuit mix. 1/2 cup sugar. 1 teaspoon cinnamon. Heat a Dutch oven over a bed of coals. Pour the juice from one can of peaches into the oven. Use the juice from the other can in place of water to stir into biscuit mix to make a dough. Put the peaches from both cans into the oven. Add the sugar and cinnamon and bring to a boil. Carefully drop spoonfuls of biscuit dough onto the hot peach mixture. Put the lid on the Dutch oven and set the oven over 10 to 12 glowing briquettes. Place another 18 to 20 briquettes on the lid and let the cobbler bake about 20 minutes until the biscuits are golden brown. Eagle Scouts march in the Rose Parade. Tune in to the Tournament of Roses Parade on January 1st, and you'll see colorful floats, horse-drawn carriages, marching bands, and Eagle Scouts. Every year, Eagle Scouts from the Greater Los Angeles Area Council, along with local Gold Award Girl Scouts, are selected to lead the parade's opening flag ceremony and carry banners ahead of award-winning floats. It's a tradition dating back to 1966. Scouts have helped in the parade since then and have even had their own floats. The Tournament of Roses Parade, held in Pasadena, California, marches 5.5 miles through the city. The first parade was held in 1890 and highlighted the area's abundance of roses. It was followed by races and a game of tug-of-war. Today, it's followed by the college football Rose Bowl game. Nearly 29 million people watched the parade on TV or social media. Check your local broadcast listings to see it. If you want to participate in parades in your community, first check the Guide to Safe Scouting for Precautions and Rules. Here shows pictures of the Showmanship Award and the Leishman Public Spirit Award from the parade. Duty to God. Respecting others' beliefs. More than half of scouting units are chartered to religious organizations. It's important to remember that not every scout believes exactly what you do. Scouts are expected to fulfill his or her personal religious obligations and respect the beliefs of others. How do you show that respect? First, consider the golden rule, which most world religions teach. Treat others how you like to be treated. Ask thoughtful questions to understand why others observe certain practices so you can gain a better appreciation for their beliefs. You might notice the differences, but look for similarities like reverence toward God and a commitment to serving people in need. Maybe you have more in common than you first thought. Spectator sports. Root for your home team. Watching professional and amateur athletes can be a lot of fun and quite inspiring. You can witness amazing talent and teamwork as the best players in a sport showcase their skills. You might have a favorite team or sport. Introduce fellow scouts to your fandom by planning a unit outing to a sporting event. You can attend a high school or local club event. If there's a professional or minor league team near you, check their schedules. Some have discounted tickets for scouting groups or host dedicated days for scouts to camp out on the field. For any event, be sure to practice the buddy system. The two biggest sporting events in the world will be coming to the United States in the next few years. The 2026 FIFA World Cup, the premier soccer tournament, will be in several American cities, including Atlanta, Boston, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Seattle. Los Angeles will host the Summer Olympics in July 2028. Pottery. While pots can sometimes be made using only hands and fingers, at other times, potters will use tools. To change the shape of a clay surface, potters use a serrated rib, needle tool, wire, brush, cork, with a sewing needle or a kitchen fork. Ribs can be made of wood, steel, rubber, or plastic. Expired credit cards make good ribs, as do the sides of empty plastic detergent bottles. Discarded and sterilized, dentist tools are great for carving fine details into clay. Basic kitchen and hardware tools such as cookie cutters, molds, cheese slicers, sandpaper, utility knives, drill bits, and paintbrushes can all be used in pottery making. For more information, go.scoutlife.org/merit badge. Stamp collecting. Some collectors look for stamps that have a similar theme. Also called a topical collection, the collector chooses to focus on the subject pictured on the stamp, not the country from which it was issued. For example, more than 135 countries have issued stamps related to scouting. Some collectors choose to focus on specific topics such as baseball, butterflies, or birds. Others might go broader and look for stamps related to sports or insects. Some collectors might try to find stamps issued by a specific country. This can be an expensive, exhausting effort, since a large country like the United States has produced, to say the least, a great number of stamps. Therefore, many collectors have opted to focus on more specific collections. We'll be loyal scouts. Going to the ice rink was the best den activity day ever. Yeah, I know, totally. We learned to ice skate backward. We got to ice dance under colored lights. And got a lesson on how to do ice pins. Then drank hot chocolate while the instructions performed. But the absolute most amazing, incredible thing of all, riding the Zamboni. Arrowheads, it's too bad Hallie can't get an award for, what would you call it? Abstract? Eek! No. Chaotic? Maybe. Involuntary? That's it. It's too bad Hallie can't get an award for involuntary skating. Skating rink, have a safe winter. Dink, Duff, and Desi. Dink, are you ready? Ready. Gather freshly fallen crystalline water. Check. Form into three spherical masses. Check. Stack masses vertically. Check. Secure branchlets bilaterally to middle spherical mass. Check. Attach Deca's corona and arthracite to topical spherical mass. Check. And that's the science of building a snowman. Always happy to help. Does he need a haberdashery adornment? You mean a hat? Cheerful. Scouts look for the bright side of things and cheerfully do tasks that come their way. They try to make others happy. Pee-wee Harris looks at spectacular sports. So here's Pee-wee and a buddy playing chess. Defense! He holds up a D with a little fence. Nice! Honk! Woo-hoo! Check! Mate! Yay! Whoop, 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 whoo-hoo-hoo! You know, Pee-wee, chess isn't really considered a spectator sport. And don't you dare dump that ice water on me. As if he just won a big game of football. The Wacky Adventures at Scout Life. Thanks for the coffee, Steve. You read my mind. Bucky cluck. Sip. Something doesn't feel right. I feel like someone is watching me. Hey, Wednesday, January 17th, 10:47 a.m., third floor of the Scout Life office. What are you doing over there? We're working on the Bird Study Merit Badge. Since most of the birds around here are gone for the winter, we've decided to observe you in your native habitat. This is my job, not my native habitat. Look, I'm trying to work here. Why don't you watch Steve? What? He's not a bird. He's a chicken. True stories of scouts in action. He saved a man from drowning. Isaiah Clark, 16, was vacationing at the beach in Galveston, Texas, when people on shore began pointing to a man in distress around 200 yards into the water. Isaiah and a friend grabbed a surfboard and quickly swam to the man. By the time they reached him, he was in a state of panic and barely able to stay afloat. The boys carefully pushed their surfboard toward the man so he wouldn't drag them under the water. The exhausted man was able to hang onto the surfboard, and Isaiah and his friend began to pull him back to the beach amid the high waves and powerful current. Eventually, Isaiah's friend became too tired to help. Isaiah was able to push both people on the surfboard the final stretch to reach the shore. Isaiah, his friend, and the man arrived safely back to the beach, but all of them were exhausted. The man thanked them for their rescue and returned to his friends. No one was hurt during the incident. Eagle Scout Isaiah Matthew Clark, a member of Troop 424, chartered to Living Word Lutheran Church in Katy, Texas, received an honor medal for his actions. More scouts in action. He saved a friend from choking. Will Stenzel, 15, was eating lunch at school when his friend began choking. The boy tried to get the students near him to help, but none of them knew what to do. Will approached his friend and asked him if he could breathe. He shook his head, indicating he couldn't, so Will performed abdominal thrusts to help him expel the food. Will's friend soon recovered. No one was hurt during the incident. Life Scout William Stenzel, a member of Troop 222, chartered to Naperville Area Humane Society in Naperville, Illinois, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. He saved them from a rip current. Wesley Reed, 13, was swimming during a family vacation in Hawaii when he saw a woman, a man, and a young boy struggling in the water far from shore. Wesley realized that the woman had tried to rescue her son and husband from a rip current, and now they were all in trouble. Wesley quickly swam to help. He gave them his bodyboard and then led them way back to shore, swimming perpendicular to the rip current. Wesley's mom swam out to meet them and helped everyone get safely back on the beach. Despite the high waves and dangerous rip current, no one was harmed during the ordeal. Star Scout Wesley Reed, a member of Troop 113, chartered to St. Jude Catholic Church in Benton, Louisiana, received a Medal of Merit for his actions. What you'll need. We suggest storing these items in a single zip-closed bag. Stay sharp. You should have a pocket knife during most outings. Anyway, but never go into the wild without a dependable, easy-to-use blade. Take cover, even in wilderness survival situations. You need a good shelter. A tube tent is a great lightweight option that's easy to pack and very affordable. Sleep warm. It's not a long-term option, but an emergency sleeping bag will keep you warm and takes up only a few square inches of space. Fire source and tinder. Store fresh strike anywhere matches in a waterproof case to get a blaze going fast. Throw a handful of dryer lint or petroleum jelly-covered cotton balls as tinder. Signaling. Get the attention of rescuers with a signal mirror and high-quality whistle. Insect control. A pack of insect repellent towelettes takes up far less space than a spray bottle. Shine brightly. A small lead flashlight will provide plenty of visibility in unknown environments. Don't forget fresh batteries, too. Wrap it up. We suggest wrapping a length of duct tape a few feet around your flashlight handle. Drink up. Safe water is scarce in the wild. Make the water you do find safer to consume with a personal water filter and portable water tablets. Reader favorites. Least useful tool in a multi-tool? Toothpick, 25%. Nail file, 22%. Fish scaler, 20%, leather awl, 17%, corkscrew, 16%. We asked, you answered. Here are the results of one of our online reader polls. Let us know your favorites at go.scoutlife.org/polls. Pinewood Derby Headquarters. Get ready to race. Visit go.scoutlife.org/Pinewood for the ultimate guide to designing, building, and racing your Pinewood Derby car. Designing and painting your car. For many Cub Scouts, a car's design is more important than speed. Scout Life's Pinewood Derby Headquarters has ideas to give your car that extra polish. Building a fast car. From axles to wheels to weight placement, check out scientifically proven tips and tricks for making a speedy car. Send us photos. Once you've finished your car, we want to see it. Send us a photo and tell us about your race at go.scoutlife.org/send photos. Captions that made us. I told you penguins could fly. submitted by Allison R. Are we there yet? From Cat Girl. Class, it's time for our diving test. Majora Gamer. Bro, this iceberg can fly. Boy Scout. These new ultra economy seats are terrible. Potted. I see fish in the ocean. Stop the plane. The Penguin. Those eagles underestimated us. Question? Let's ask if we can get an upgrade. Jackson R. Larry, I'm cold. Got to be. Just smile and wave. Boys, smile and wave. Nickname. Write your caption at go.scoutlife.org/funny captions. And how about some think and grin? What did the light bulb say to the detective? Ben, no idea. Samuel, let's shed light on this mystery. That from Samuel E. in Montrose, Minnesota. James, what always falls but never needs a bandage? Robert, I don't know. James, the rain. James N., Norfolk, Virginia. Ain, why do birds fly south for the winter? Paul, tell me. Ain, because it's too far to walk. That from Ain A. in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A puny book, Harvesting Tree Nuts by Phil Burtz. That's from Annie M. in West Lynn, Oregon. Warped Wise Man wonders, if James Bond was the most famous spy, doesn't that make him the worst spy? That's from Ella R. in Linwood, Washington. Dylan, what did the pig put on his dry skin? Michael, what? Dylan, ointment. That's from Dylan B. in Stark, Florida. Brandon, where does Cupid always sit? Charlie, tell me. Brandon, his love seat. That's from Brandon G. in Bremerton, Washington. And finally, a puny book, Baby Frogs by Ted Pohl. That's from Tom D. in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.